In the last show, when we read together Anti-Systemic Movements, which was the February 22nd, 2015 show, our good three helped us see, essentially, that the debtor-creditor relation exists to discipline labor. That's you and me. On whatever level of collective grouping we imagine or individually, our skins are scored, cut by this weapon. And when we consider it, we are all of us at every moment in debt to the state. That is structurally insured. And as Gramsci said, state and market, mirror reflections. And that the role of the debtor state is to so degrade the conditions of life for its, quote unquote, people as to make us willing, quote unquote, to serve as cheap and certainly as willing so-called labor, such that the creatives, quote unquote, see what I'm saying about we don't have our own language, so that the creatives, quote unquote, in the creditor states, that would be the knowledge workers, quote unquote, can play their role of providing the knowledge products that strengthen the hand, increase the power of Plato's tribesmen. They said, quote, and but I find I'm thinking something, so I'll go ahead and say it, which is that it is impossible to predict how that wave, which Gramsci is encouraging us to think about, how it starts to build, or where it starts to build. Perhaps it's with that word composition and beginning to meld our music together in some way we haven't yet seen a way to